Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week the podcast comes from the Radio Days Europe conference in Riga. Later on, we'll meet some public service broadcasters from around the world and young attendees supported by the RDE Youth Fund, which assists early career audio professionals aged 18 to 25 in radio, podcasting and digital audio. But first, let's hear from some of the keynote speakers from the conference.
This is Peter Nigel. I'm the CEO of Radio Days Europe, and we're here in lovely Riga, which I hope will be a wonderful conference. What do I hope to get out of this? And I hope the delegates will get out of this. I hope they will get a lot of new, actionable, hands-on tools to go back to their own markets and do better things with podcast, audio, and radio. Of course, we are very interested as an NGO to enhance the youth fund, young people getting into the industry. We're very committed to battling credibility with the onslaught of fragmentation, AI, and just basically misinformation. So those are probably my main thought. This year, I mean, the theme of the conference is the evolution of audio. We don't believe we are blowing up or fragmenting or anything. We think it's an evolution of audio into new streams, new ways, new forms. And underlying that, there's another theme, which is the rise of populism. So this year, our advisors from all over Europe, we're talking to about what do they want at the conference, all our partners, they've been talking about the rise of populism and how to do something about it. I'm talking Russia, I'm talking US. So there's a lot of topics this year about that topic, and we hope people like it, because usually this is a business-to-business conference about new things, new tools, new developments. But this year, actually, the united cry from all over Europe was, we need to discuss this. We need to be at the center discussing this rise of populism. What are we going to do about it? I think it's important that the Audio Academy is at Radio Days Europe. We love that you're here now for the second year, doing the breakfast, meeting the young people, and bringing the vibe from your own conference in the UK and the UK market. You're an important voice, and you're battling the same ideas that we are. So I think it's a partnership made in heaven.
Hi, I'm Simon Majunker. I'm the CEO of Bauer Media Audio UK, but I'm also the president of audio across our nine markets. I came to Radio Days to speak, so we've just done a session alongside Steve Jones from Stingray and Carrie from Sandema Media, which is all about the future of commercial radio. I think the great thing about radio is and audio is it's all about connection. And I think that events like this bring people together, an industry together that needs to coalesce around really important topics that sit far more wider than content and what makes great content and respecting the audiences. So for me, Radio Days is all about getting collective action around some of the key topics, and we spoke about some of those in the room there, which were really kind of fair regulation when it comes to big tech platforms. And that's not just about platforms that sit outside of the car and in the home, but it's also platforms that exist in car connectivity as well. So those are the big things for us realistically, and why Radio Days is so important. We're a great friend to the Audio Academy because we think the Audio Academy is a great friend to us, right? So it's really important to invest in the industry to make sure that there's that talent pipeline coming through and people feel inspired with the industry that we're working in. I think it's important for the Audio Academy to be here to see what else is happening in different markets, about different types of creativity, about new things that are happening in the industry. And I think from a Bauer perspective, we're lucky enough to get some insight into that because we operate in those nine markets. Every industry can often be really internally focused, and I think this gives us the opportunity to look at those external things that sit outside of our own houses realistically.
My name is Rachel Quester. I'm a supervising producer for The Daily, the New York Times' daily news podcast, and I've been here talking about the behind the scenes of how we make the show, how we keep up with the news cycle, and how The Daily has evolved over the 9 years that it's been around. The Daily has become such a reliable news source for so many, and that we try to always be hearing from a variety of viewpoints and perspectives from the ground up. I think that nothing can replace the intimacy of audio and radio, and so just being able to turn something on and hear something from someone, or why someone thinks the way that they do or feels the way that they do, I don't think there's anything that can replace that other than audio.
My name's James Cridland. I'm a radio futurologist, and I have been to every single Radio Days Europe. So I was talking today about very much around where the future of radio is headed. And for me, it's all around people. It's all around a sense of belonging, a club for you to join and feel part of. That's something that radio can do that really other platforms can't. Radio's real strength and opportunity has always been that human connection and that shared experience of your friends on the radio and understanding what other human beings are going through, and radio has always been brilliant at that. I always find radio get-togethers like Radio Days, like the Radio Festival, as just being really exciting, vibrant places to be, particularly because radio is very focused on our own local area or our own country. And actually being here at Radio Days Europe, for example, you just see lots of wonderful ideas from lots of other countries across the world, and that is so invigorating and exciting. But also that shared experience of we're all looking at the same problems in radio, we're all trying to solve the same issues, to be able to talk to loads of other people is just super, super useful. What goes on in the UK is lovely, but there is a whole world out there. And what Radio Days Europe, Radio Days North America, Radio Days Asia, what all of those events do is they connect so many people who are involved in radio and just learning other things. So for the Audio Academy to be here, for the Audio Academy to be taking, I would hope, some of the speakers and taking it back to the festival, perhaps that might be a really interesting thing. But it's always great to see the Audio Academy as is now at these events and reaching out to radio across the rest of the world.
Hello, I am Pollyanna Ward. I'm the Brand Strategy Director at Flight Story.
And I'm Christiana Brenton, one of the co-founders and Chief Revenue Officer at Flight Story. And we're here today to share a little bit more about our creator-led journey at Flight Story, and I suppose to try and share more about our analytical approach to content development in the hopes to hopefully provide some kind of inspiration and to the rest of the audience.
The other piece as well is to try and encourage and hopefully inspire the radio industry, the audio industry, to not limit themselves. Like, they can think bigger. There is so much opportunity out there. It doesn't mean that you need to completely rip up your business model or anything like that. It's just having an open mind and a curiosity to test, experiment, and think bigger.
Ultimately, there is more that unites us all. The currency of radio is talent, trust, and that bond between audiences. And I don't think that the core components of that has changed in the creator economy. It's just that the means of production and distribution have changed. From my perspective, that's been a big takeout, that it may feel like the radio industry has a big challenge in terms of catching up, in terms of from broadcaster algorithmic first. But the core currency of what they do, which is a belief in content and a belief in the power of trusted influence, is actually very similar.
Everyone wants to put out great quality work. There's no one here that wants to create AI slop or anything like that. Like, everyone here is bound by how do we create really awesome stuff, and then how do we get it in front of as many people as possible.
My name's Mohit Bakaya. I'm the controller of Radio 4 and director of speech for the BBC, and I was talking about essentially what our speech strategy is and how we deal with the huge disruption that's been created in the speech market over the last, well, quarter of a century, but certainly in the last 5 to 10 years, where podcasting and the kind of proliferation of stations doing speech has kind of grown massively. And as a result, suddenly that market that we once, some time ago, and this is true for all linear services, took for granted. And I talked a little bit about how we are then approaching that in terms of our public service mission and the extent to which we have to retain those public service values and be absolutely confident to continue to do the thing which is kind of in our DNA, particularly at a time where disinformation, the lines between truth and falsehood have kind of been blurred, and how people are trying to divide societies and AI is coming to kind of blow it all up anyway, that we have to retain our values and do the things that are true to the BBC's original purpose, because that's the way we'll stay distinctive and still find audiences. I think radio is about community. Podcasts are stuff you listen to. It's a very individualistic project. I mean, obviously, you can come together as a community, particularly in live events and your love of the presenters and the show. But in a live situation, you are physically actually there at the same moment, all listening together to do the day programme or Woman's Hour, whatever it is. So that is a kind of huge thing that radio does anyway in terms of community. And then I think in a world, again, where commercial companies are trying to monetize division, I think we have a huge role, and the BBC, this is true of the BBC in general, but I think in radio as well, well in bringing people together. And that might be around particular programs, that might be around live events, but it's about trying to use the love of radio, the love of audio, to cross the divide that might exist, whether it's geography or social class or race or gender or anything else for that matter. One of the joys of radio is that you can be someone who loves science or loves arts, be interested in news or love drama. You're all in the same place. And for Radio 4, that's kind of unique. I don't think there's anything much like that in the world.
Great to hear there about how important radio's connection is with its audience, and Mohit's thoughts on live radio and the challenges faced by public service broadcasting. So let's hear now from some of those public service broadcasters from across the world, along with young people whose attendance has been supported by the RDE Youth Fund.
Hello, I'm Ellen. I'm from the Dutch public broadcaster KRO NCRV, and I'm here to get inspired. And what I found really interesting was that one session about what you do when your main radio star leaves the channel.
My name is Hank. I'm from the Netherlands. I also work for the national broadcaster KRO NCRV Radio. I do a lot with AI, and I'm very interested how other companies work with AI. The trustworthiness of AI, because we see in the market that lots of things are not trustworthy anymore. I'll be very interested in seeing if people have answers, if they can tell me, if they conspire as well. And it's always nice to, this is the second time I'm here, to be at the Radio Days, to see colleagues and people that have a passion for radio. I love that. It's very interesting to see what colleagues here are doing, like we are trying to do in the Netherlands.
My name is Vivian and I'm from Radio Energy in Switzerland. I'm responsible for the morning shows in Basel, Zurich and Bern, and I'm here to find some inspiration and have new ideas for us.
Yeah, my name is Juicy. I'm from Energy Switzerland as well. I'm head of program of Daily Program. We're here to see what radio is going to be in the future and to have some new ideas, yes.
Yes, for me, it's really the first time, I think.
Yeah, for me too, yeah. We're in our own bubble and I hope to get some new inspiration. How do other radio stuff, and especially for one theme, it's overall, so get, yes, new inspiration, new ideas.
Yeah, that's really the key, I think, but also to meet new people and really talk to people and see how they do radio today they struggle with, because I think every radio station has its own problems.
I think it's different in the Switzerland, or the Swiss radio is different than the UK radio. The market, the sales market is different, and the audience too, but I think that's okay, or that's better, so we can get what can we learn from the UK or what can we learn from other countries and implement to Switzerland.
So I'm Archana Kapoor. I run a radio station in India, in the state of Haryana. And I come to Radio Days Europe. This is my second visit because I started the radio festival after attending Radio Days Europe in Berlin. And this is most inspiring. I meet so many people who believe in radio, who love radio, who talk radio. I can see the formats changing, and it gives me a lot of inspiration that radio is here forever and ever.
Hi, I'm Jana. I'm from London and I'm here on the Youth Fund at Radio Days. I feel so grateful to have been chosen for the programme. I didn't honestly think that I would make it on, and I was also very lucky to get a bursary as well to be able to come here. The Youth Fund has brought people under the age of 25 from across Europe to Latvia to the Radio Days conference for us to network and I guess to like inspire the next generation of radio, audio and podcast people, both talent in front and behind the mic. The one thing I found really useful today actually was the collaboration. Like, not to sound cliche, I feel so inspired after the YouTube talk earlier by the German broadcaster. I was like, I'm going to start a YouTube channel. And then like later, oh no, I'm going to do a TikTok. So I think it's like keeping up the momentum, but I found it really useful actually. Just going around and yapping people's ears off has been great. I'm sure they're all sick of me. That's fine.
I'm Robin, by the way. I'm also on the Youth Fund. And I think being here and meeting obviously so many people from industry internationally, but actually getting to meet a group of young people who, even though we come from different backgrounds, we all have this shared passion for audio, and getting to connect and work with each other and learn a little bit about what makes each other tick is really interesting, because we're going to be each other's peers as the industry continues to evolve. So getting to put this foundation in now has been a great starting point for collaboration in the future, I think.
What's really great is it being in person, because nowadays everything is like over Zoom, it's all video. So being able to actually connect with people in person, I feel like those opportunities aren't always there anymore. Like to hear how people tick and like be able to pick people's brains instead of over email or like LinkedIn, which can feel so forced, you know?
Yeah, actually trying to break into the industry when it's a lot of cold emails, a lot of coffees, virtual coffees, and actually in the best way possible, people can't ignore you here if you're walking up to them in person trying to have a conversation. It's a little bit difficult to ghost me here, I would say.
So my name is Ali. I am an independent podcaster from Egypt. I've just recently entered the podcasting space a little under a year ago. And so in the advent of creating my podcast, I find myself now kind of hitting a little bit of a ceiling in terms of the audience that I'm reaching and how to expand and take the next steps. And so I was researching ways to find communities of people who have been there and done that and just kind of absorb as much as I could. And Radio Days was one of the first options, obviously, that came up. I discovered the Youth Fund. And now here I am at the Audio Academy Speed Networking Session. I hope to come out of it, first of all, being able to look at my own work and kind of criticize it, see where I can improve and where I can continually progress. But then also, in addition to that, I want to just meet like-minded individuals in the same space and be able to collaborate across, I guess, the entirety of Europe.
Really interesting to hear about the challenges other countries face in their radio and audio industries. Finally, we caught up with some old friends at Radio Days Europe to get their take on what they were doing at the conference.
Hi, this is Roy Martin from Radio Today. I'm here with Stuart Clarkson. We're here to cover the event and bring all the best bits from Latvia back to our readers in the UK and Ireland. And Stuart is going to be talking some of the big names here.
We always like coming here. There's so many great ideas going on in radio across Europe. And I think in radio, nothing is new. And it's always good to kind of get those ideas, see what's working in other markets and bring some of those ideas to your own market. There's a lot of Brits here. There's people from Bowers, from Global, from the BBC, and lots of independent sector as well.
Well, half of this is not just about being here and learning things, but it's seeing people you haven't seen since this time last year. And networking is really important.
And the Audio Academy's got a really important role in bringing our industry together across all different sectors and obviously widening it out now to audio production and podcasts and audio books and all those kind of things, not just traditional radio. And if you've ever been to a radio festival, you'll know how important that networking is and sharing of ideas. And your Radio Days is just that on a bigger scale across the whole continent.
Hi, I'm Ricky Lee. I'm the CEO of AIR. Really love coming to Radio Days. It's so refreshing, innovative. I spent the past 10 years in the States, and it's quite refreshing to see new ideas and things we can share and take back to the States that Europeans are doing. It seems a little bit more ahead of time. So I really love coming to network, see new ideas, and see what we can bring back to our team and innovate our products. It's a pivotal time for the industry, I think. I think you guys are recognizing that, changing your name, bringing you into a new standing. This is a fantastic event. The ideas and the innovations that come out of here, the talent that come out of here, the mix of people from around the world. And I think that's everything that is instilled in the Academy. And that's something that we've always been proud to be part of.
Hi, I'm Dan McQuillan, Managing Director at Broadcast Bionics, and we're a radio technology company. So while this is a production conference, we're really here to listen, to understand where the industry is. I think we're at a really interesting time. Technology is changing rapidly, audiences are changing, the way that we kind of think about content and media is in flux. And so I think it's important whenever we can come together as an industry to think, to speak and to listen. Bionics wants to be involved in that. There's an AI summit here, we're interested in that and the way that's changing, the role of audiences and their behavior. We love it. Anytime our tribe comes together, it's a chance to celebrate, and hopefully, you know, we'll learn learn something along the way.
Hello, I'm Phil from Broadcast Bionics. It's always nice to come along, meet some old friends, get some new friends as well. We've got a dealer network across the whole of Europe and around the world, so it's nice to meet some of those customers from another country that aren't necessarily the engineers. It's the production people and the editorial people that are here, so it's nice to meet those guys and talk about some of the new stuff we're doing. I was here last year, or was in Athens last year, and it was really interesting to see some of the sessions. Nice to see what other countries are doing differently, and that's always a good thing to see, to learn new things after being in the industry for so long.
I'm Will Jackson. I'm Communications Manager for World DAB. I've come to Radio Days because we're doing a session on Tuesday morning talking about how DAB is essential more than ever for radio's digital future, with our president, Jacqueline Beerhorst, talking about how DAB is spreading across the world, and also to take part in the Audio Academy networking events as well, because it's always so exciting meeting young people enthusiastic about radio from around the world. And obviously, radio is the constant, but everybody has different takes on it, different formats, different models of broadcasting and so on. So it's really interesting to come here and exchange ideas. I'm hoping to take away just an appreciation of the different models of radio around the world. And I also always come away from here feeling reinvigorated. That's one of the great things about Radio Days, is we can all get immersed into the day-to-day grind of things. And anybody that knows me knows I'm passionate about radio. I've always loved radio. I'm one of those people that's lucky enough to be doing a job that I wanted to do as a kid. But even still, you can think, well, I've seen it all, I've done it all. And then you come here and you just come away excited by the whole future of radio, audio, podcasts, digital, the tech that's going on now. So it's always a great experience.
Hello, my name's Anne Charles. I'm a radio production and technology consultant, object-based media enthusiast, and one of the people who runs the Radio TechCon conference, so broadcast engineers and people who love technology. So I've been coming to Radio Days Europe for at least a decade. It's just wonderful to get loads of inspiration and ideas outside of the UK, so you get to meet people from all over Europe and around the world as well. So it's a real intersection of radio, there's some technology things, people doing podcasting, people just approaching journalism in different ways and talking about the practical problems that they've solved in their various different organisations. So you get loads of ideas you can steal and bring back for your own use. I've been so lucky to work all over the world in radio and audio. And I think we don't always realise in the UK the things that we're really strong at, because they're just normal to us. And one of the things the UK is really, really genuinely a world leader in, not only in terms of we are genuinely world leaders in production and in technology. And part of that is because we're really good at working together. So we have this space in the UK where commercial and the public sector and independent producers come together and talk and genuinely share ideas. And this is not normal in the rest of the world. Other countries do have industry associations, but they tend to be just the commercial sector or just public service broadcasters. So this place where we all talk to each other and we share ideas and we compete on content but agree on technology is really special to the UK. And a lot of stuff that's internationally known has come out of the UK as a result of us having those spaces where we come together and share ideas and collaborate as colleagues and not competitors. This is why things like the Now Audio Academy are important. It's for championing our industry, but also bringing together people in a way that is genuinely collaborative and where we can share ideas and champion each other.
My name's Emma Keneally. I work at the BBC and currently I am the head of metadata and publishing for BBC Sounds, but sitting on the content side. My team sits between editorial and technology and product and things like that, but thinking really hard about our publishing systems and what we capture in that process, in that difficult world between systems set up for the broadcast world and now what we need for the on-demand world. I've come to Radio Days for the fifth year in a row this year to speak on a panel about data, but I also love to come on the Sunday to try and hit the different summits and to see everyone. So I think also just in general, Radio Days is a lovely place to reconnect with the people that you see each year, to build those connections with other people around, well, even in the UK, but particularly the chance to talk to other public service media to see the challenges they've got. And, you know, they have different market conditions and whatever, but it's just really enjoyable to spend that time. I think that Radio Days is a great place to be for your organization because it is that chance to tap into what other people are doing, and the people who are, I think, really engaged with change come along here to understand, and we can see what other people are trying and see what might be interesting to try ourselves.
Thank you to everyone who chatted with us at Radio Days Europe in Riga, and we loved hearing their thoughts on audience connection and the future of radio. The ARIA's nominations party is taking place on Wednesday the 22nd of April from 7pm at Spotify. It'll be live streamed on YouTube, so check out audioacademy.org.uk for more details. Please like and subscribe to the Audio Academy podcast wherever you find this, and then you'll never miss out. There's a fresh episode every Wednesday morning. Next week, we meet another of our new fellows when I chat with Bernard P. Achampong, the founder of digital content brand Unedited. I'll see you next week.